You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, bisa pensiun dari dunia kerja dan memiliki waktu sebanyak yang mereka inginkan untuk melakukan apa yang mereka inginkan kapanpun mereka mau adalah prospek yang disukai oleh orang-orang banyak. Mungkin melakukan perjalanan atau bermain golf tanpa akhir atau memiliki kebebasan untuk menghabiskan waktu bersama keluarga dan teman. Tapi, apakah pensiun itu tampaknya seperti nirwana? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Greg Diet. Gagasan tentang pensiun dapat memunculkan gambaran yang memabukkan tentang petualangan di luar negeri dan waktu tanpa henti untuk melakukan apapun yang Anda inginkan. Dan penulis serta psikolog yang sudah pensiun, Michael Longhurst, mengatakan hal itu bisa menjadi kenyataan yang menyenangkan bagi para pensiunan selama 12 bulan pertama atau lebih. Namun ia mengatakan beberapa pensiunan merasa sulit ketika bulan madu pensiun itu telah berakhir.
During that phase, it is just like a long holiday and you can play all the golf you like and that's probably going to be enough. But there comes a time when, whilst it's still great to have your recreational activities like fishing, golf, whatever it happens to be, you need to have something a little bit more meaningful. And otherwise you feel, well, you know, I'm living this sort of idle life. It doesn't have much meaning. It's at that time that people either, you know, start querying what they're doing with their life or they do something about it.
Michael Longhurst menulis buku Enjoying Retirement, An Australian Handbook of Ideas, Strategies and Resources. Ia mengatakan sebagian besar warga yang mendekati masa pensiun tidak mempersiapkan diri tentang dampak psikologikalnya.
People think, well, if I've got enough money, if I've got adequate health, you know, I don't have to be super fit, but if I'm in reasonable physical health and I've got enough money, well, what possibly can go wrong? It's going to be great. It's going to be this, you know, relieved from the burden of work and I'll be able to do what I like. And, you know, and so people then therefore don't tend to prepare for other things in retirement. Very, very unusual.
Ia mengatakan mereka biasanya hanya berfokus pada finansial saja. Itu adalah sesuatu yang dapat dimengerti karena warga lansia Australia sering harus menghadapi keputusan yang kompleks yang menyangkut superannuation, asuransi dan pensiunan, dan juga kapan harus meninggalkan pekerjaan mereka. Usia pensiunan di Australia adalah 65,5 tahun dan secara bertahap meningkat menjadi 67 tahun sebelum tahun 2023. Para pembuat kebijakan menginginkan warga Australia bekerja lebih lama lagi karena populasi negara ini yang semakin menua. Namun beberapa pekerja yang sudah berumur yang ingin tetap bekerja mengatakan diskriminasi umur telah membuat hal itu semakin sulit. Rafael Chomik dari Center of Excellence of Population, Aging and Research dari University of New South Wales mengatakan, lebih dari seperempat pekerja berusia di atas 50 tahun melaporkan diskriminasi terhadap mereka.
That has big effects on how older people interact with the labour market. So, for example, while unemployment rate is quite low for older people, they've got the longest durations of unemployment, so they tend to be looking for work for much longer. Those that then decide to leave the labor force and retire is the reason for the low unemployment rate overall. And so it's that tension between trying to find work when the labor market is difficult for older people and retiring, which for some is the option.
Rafael Chomik mengatakan Australia harus mempertimbangkan untuk memberikan inisiatif lebih banyak agar pekerja berusia lanjut bisa tetap bekerja selama mungkin.
The other option is to look at the carrots. You know, how can you encourage older people to keep trying or get better skills or investing in their health, as well as investing in ways to help employers to develop workspaces which are more amenable for older people, and making sure that messages about age discrimination are out there to change those sorts of cultural norms.
Financial System Inquiry yang dilakukan oleh pemerintah federal telah menyebabkan pemerintah setuju untuk mendukung pengembangan produk penghasilan pensiunan yang lebih efisien. Seorang profesor finansial dari University of Sydney Business School, Susan Thorpe, mengatakan produk itu telah dinamakan Comprehensive Income Products for Retirement. Ia mengatakan tujuan utama pemerintah adalah untuk membantu meyakinkan para pensiunan bahwa mereka tidak akan kehabisan uang pada usia senja mereka.
If people live for a very long time, they can find that they're running out of financial resources before they reach the end of their life. So one of the factors of retirement that the government's interested in addressing by bringing in the comprehensive income products for retirement is helping people to manage that possibility that they might actually outlive their resources.
Ia mengatakan salah satu opsi yang dapat mereka pilih adalah life annuity. Profesor Thorpe mengatakan produk ini bersifat serupa dengan asuransi jiwa, namun bekerja secara sebaliknya.
So with a life insurance policy, we pay regular premiums, and if we pass away, our beneficiaries receive a lump sum, or at least they should. With a life annuity, you basically reverse that process. So people pay a lump sum of wealth, and in return, the insurance firm provides them with a regular income, like a regular reverse premium, if you like, on the policy. The advantage of a life annuity is that it lasts for however long your life is. That might be not very long if you're unfortunate enough to die early, but if you live very long, the life annuity can keep going until you pass away.
Psikolog pensiunan Michael Longhurst mengatakan beberapa pensiunan mengalami kesulitan dengan hilangnya identitas tempat kerja mereka. Ia mengatakan jalan lain untuk mengatasi hal itu adalah dengan mencari apa yang dikatakannya sebagai sesuatu yang bermakna, berlawanan dengan rekreasi, aktivitas yang dapat menjadi pengganti.
If somebody has been very good at managing people, at organizing things in business, getting things up off the ground, then instead of just joining the golf club and playing golf as a recreational activity, that sort of person is often invaluable if they then get onto the committee. So all of a sudden, here comes the status back. I'm the chairman or the whatever of the golf club. I'm on the committee. I've got my own car park there with my name on it, whatever. And so they're essentially replacing in retirement those things that they most valued in the work when they're in the workplace.
Dengan keuangan yang terkendalikan beserta aktivitas yang berguna, Michael Longhurst mengatakan tip penting lainnya adalah menjaga kesehatan Anda dengan pergi ke dokter secara teratur dan berolahraga setiap hari. Dan pastikan Anda tidak membuat berfoya-foya sebagai acara rutin setiap hari.
People, when they're going around Australia, say in a caravan, they'll have these happy hours where they all get together at 4 o'clock and have a few drinks. But if you start doing that at home, you just got to watch it a bit that it doesn't start getting earlier and earlier. And we found a few people who had become quite dependent on grog just because they were starting to drink far too early.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.